At last check, just 6% of California is in some level of drought. It has been a very wet winter. There's so much snow in the Sierra Nevada mountains that state water officials are preparing for a huge spring runoff. The traditional way of calculating the snowpack has a margin of error that's very big. But as Ezra David Romero from Valley Public Radio reports, there's a new way to measure the snowpack that could greatly decrease that inconsistency.
Every year around this time, a network of snow surveyors manually tally how much of the white stuff is in the Sierra Nevada. They do this by measuring snow depth in the same spots year after year. Pacific Gas and Electric hydrographer Christine Borman and I hopped out of a helicopter in 2014 in the mountains east of Fresno to do this. As we snowshoed to a spot where snow levels have been recorded since 1928, she pierced the snow with a hollow aluminum tube.
And this seems pretty soft, so I'm going to let it go down pretty easily.
49, so 8 inches of water pressure.
Crews like Borman's either ski or fly in to collect their measurements. But that could change with the use of new technology. A 4-year pilot project between NASA, the California Department of Water Resources, and local water authorities is measuring the snowpack from the sky. They're using planes that shoot out laser pulses to detect how deep the snowpack is and how much water is in it. It started out as a test project on the Tuolumne watershed 4 years ago and is now being used on the San Joaquin River watershed. Kat Borman is one of the NASA scientists who work on the plane.
It has two laser sources situated within the unit itself. We can push out 800,000 points per second with this unit.
Those pulses bounce back to the unit and combined create a map of the area. The team flies the plane over the region when there's no snow, and then again at the start of each month from February to April. Then they subtract the first value from the second to determine the snow depth. Tom Painter is a NASA scientist who came up with the idea. He says to think of the old system of manual surveys like a computer screen with only a few pixels working.
You don't ever actually know what the actual picture is, whereas we're turning on every pixel on the screen.
Painter says this is a big deal because manual surveys can be off by 20 to 60%. The trial flyovers of the Tuolumne watershed saw measurements that were only about 2% off.
That uncertainty that's been a part of water management in the western U.S. is going to go away.
The second set of data from the flyovers of the San Joaquin watershed from March show there's 2.7 million acre-feet of snow waiting to melt in the mountains east of Fresno. Jeff Payne is the Water Resources and Operations Coordinator for the Fryant Water Authority.
They found depths of 50 feet in some of the avalanche areas. It's crazy.
If using this technology proves reliable, Payne says it will have huge ramifications for California. One benefit from the aerial surveys is precise knowledge about potential flooding. That's important to water managers like Michael Jackson, who oversees Fryant Dam north of Fresno for the Bureau of Reclamation. As we look at water spewing from the dam, he says he expects more than 4 million acre-feet to flow out and down the San Joaquin River this spring.
We'll probably end up needing to draw it down below 300,000 acre-feet in order to make room for what's shaping up to be a record snowpack.
For Jackson, knowing exactly how much water will flow into Millerton Lake northeast of Fresno is important for flood control, as well as the all-important water allocations for farmers and towns. As the new data continues to come in, the old way of snow surveying won't totally go away. For at least the next few years, water managers will compare the data from the two methods, the old and the new, to see how they measure up. For Here and Now, I'm Ezra David Romero in Fresno.